Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about the upcoming Sitka Farmers Market, I have Garrett Bauer and Lisa Sadler Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very exciting. It's that time of year where we can always shop local, but this is really...
This is local.
Local.
Yeah. So we're starting our sixth season of Farmers Markets, and we'll be at the A&B Founders Hall, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. And it's pretty exciting. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So this came out of an idea from the Sitka Health Summit.
Yeah, in 2008, I believe, there were actually two food-related pieces that came forward. One is to try to figure out how to do some kind of public market where people could access local fish. And another piece was the community greenhouse, and we're still working on that piece. But the market is really quite alive, and again, it's a great place to come together to – you know, commune with other Sitkans, and to support local food entrepreneurs and other artisans.
And at first, I think people thought there's no way you could do this on a weekly basis. Or actually, the market is every other weekend.
Right. So it's, you know, the original market back in 2000, it might have been 2009 by that point. We had three markets. And they were a hoot, and it poured rain, and there was just a couple handful of vendors, but we were all having a really good time. So now we've worked our way up to six markets in the season, and it's just loads of fun and loads of hard work too. And we're really excited because this year we've got a new crew that's managing the market. Bridget Kaufman is our market manager, and then Garrett Bauer and Sabrina Simmerall are our co-managers. So we're excited to have them on board.
You know the market has grown if you have to hire staff.
Yes, it has. It really is quite something to pull the market off. There's a lot of details, aren't there, Garrett?
Yeah,
Garrett, tell us some of the details now that you have this new position.
Yeah, so me and Sabrina have been working with the promotions and stuff, getting vendors together and helping them get the forms filled out and organizing how the whole place is going to be set up. Today we'll be setting up the hall beforehand so we can get there early tomorrow to finish setting up. And working with the Yale interns too as well. They've been a big help as well.
Yeah. And I think the real exciting things for us too is we've kind of every year we do something a little bit different and new. And we've been successful at continuing being able to take the WIC Farmers Market vouchers for our Sitkans that are participating in that program. And then we also started at last couple of our markets last year being able to take the Quest cards for food stamps. And one of the cool things is that we have some extra resources. So we're going to be able to match up to $20 per market until our funds run out for each dollar that folks that are using food stamps are using with their Quest card. So they just need to come to our information booth and they'll swipe their card, get our cool tokens. And also folks who want to maybe only brought a certain amount of cash but they've got their debit cards, they can also come to the booth and swipe their card, get some tokens, and help support local business in Sitka.
Maybe explain the token system.
Yeah, that's something that's you would see at many other farmers markets around the country. So the token system is a way for people to actually purchase things that maybe don't have the cash there on hand. So they come to the information booth, like I said, we swipe their card just like you would on a credit card machine. And then in exchange, they get tokens valued at different levels, $1, $5, $10. And then they can use those at participating vendors, which will have signs up at their booths.
Is it unusual? Well, the token system you said other markets have used, but since you got grant funding, is it unusual for people who have public assistance to be able to shop at a farmer's market?
It's not unusual, but we're seeing an increased growth because one of the things that we know is a best practice in public health is this type of program at a farmer's market. It really helps increase access to local fresh food for folks. So we're pretty excited about that.
And this summer, we've had I'm guessing, I don't garden. I garden flowers, but not fruits and vegetables. Are we going to see a nice crop this year?
I think we are going to see a really lovely crop. I know part of the farmer's market is that connection to the St. Peter's Fellowship Farm, and that is the feeder garden primarily for the farmer's market, also run by the Local Foods Network. And we've got greens galore and beautiful, beautiful greens galore. We're struggling with our carrots, though, because it's been so dry. We've already had to reseed several times because you got to have moist soil for things to germinate. So,
Garrett, tell us what else we can purchase at the market other than fruits and vegetables.
I'm not actually sure either, but I mean, kale, we've got all sorts of greens.
We'll have some home bakers there.
Bakers, yeah.
Yeah, so home bakers. And then I know some seafood. You'll be able to actually purchase seafood, local roasted coffee, all kinds of, fruits, jams, jellies, lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff, as well as the local artisan stuff as well.
So you have a nice mix of vendors there. So the Sitka Farmers Market, every other Saturday, 10 to 1 p.m., it sounds very straightforward. If people have questions, or maybe at the last minute someone says, oh my goodness, I would like to have a booth, who would they contact?
So they want to get a hold of Bridget Kaufman, and that number is 738-8683. And she's our market manager, and she can help folks out if they've got questions or if they want to get on the wait list to become a vendor.
And when you're at the market, and if you are inspired, look for Garrett.
Yeah.
He seems to know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Find Garrett or Sabrina or one of the other crew that have they'll have a local food network T-shirt or some kind of distinguishing feature.
Well, that's terrific. Congratulations at
Thanks.
The start of your
thank
sixth
you.
Season.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank my guests, Garrett Bauer and Lisa Sadler-Hart, telling us about the Sitka Farmers Market.